The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Shop all things Cherry Johnson at TheRealCherry.com.
This episode of Cherry's World Podcast is presented by Away Travel. Quite simply, Away makes everything you need for a trip away. Away started with the perfect suitcase and then built from there, creating a range of traveling standards developed from travel stories of friends and seatmates. Their pieces aren't smart, they're thoughtful, with features that solve travel problems to give the world access to better traveling standards. Away took the direct-to-consumer approach by lowering prices, and the quality is guaranteed. Your Away suitcase will be with you for life. We teamed up with Away at Podgo to give you the best deals on premium luggages by going to podgo.co/away. That's podgo.co/AWAY. Away Travel, here to make your journey seamless.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
Cherry's World Podcast. I am your host, Cherry Johnson, and that is Mr. Courtney Blackman. We've got a queen in the house today, y'all. I'm not talking about me. I am talking about the Limbo Queen. We have a Guinness Book World Record holder in the house, Miss Queen Shamika.
This is Cherry's World.
There is an internet radio station that's generating a lot of buzz. The website is RaiseJukebox.com. What's different is it features a mix of new and throwback jams across many genres. The first Sunday each month, there are live shows with celebrity and artist interviews. Log in to RaiseJukebox.com. Press play and turn the volume up. That's right, RaiseJukebox.com.
Would you like to advertise on Cherry's World and have your product placed on Cherry's social media for the world to see? Email us now at cherrysworldpodcast@gmail.com for low introductory rates. Cherry's World Podcast. Get heard.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
Shop all things Cherry Johnson at TheRealCherry.com.
I love the fact that you guys are still very close and you've been very instrumental in her whole career. My mother and I are very close. I think that's so important.
Very important. Very important. No, another day goes by, she don't call me. And when she calls me, I have to make sure something. I don't even answer if I'm in the middle of something. Because I have to, okay, this child, I have three kids, by the way. She acts like she's my only child, but she's not. Okay? She's the middle child. She's like, Mom, don't worry about them. You got to focus on me.
This the middle child.
We're doing us now.
The middle child is something else.
Courtney, she is something else. And she'll call me and I'm like, oh, Lord, I have to come from work, take a shower. I have to have my glass of wine. Then I'll call her back. Because there's always something going on and who said what and what you think I should do. And, oh, gosh, I got to be doctor, nurse, physician, psychiatrist.
It doesn't end either. I'm 45 and my mother's got my daughter in the room right now trying to keep her quiet. So she's not going to grow out of it.
No. And when you think they're out, they're going to bring me some grandkids, so it never ends.
Yeah, I love it. Now, we already did the intro, but I want to ask Ms. Dennis right now, when did you realize that your daughter had this extraordinary talent?
Well, when I left Trinidad, I came up to join my family band, Caribbean Extravaganza, as a lead singer. They had me singing lead, singing backup, playing steel drums, and they said, you got to limbo now. I'm like, I got to what? So I'm on stage, never danced a day in my life. They gave me a costume. But anyway, long story short, I used to do it when I came up. And then I brought all of them up to Buffalo, and then I would leave to go on tour to like Korea and Dubai and all these places. So Shamika she likes the limelight like me. So she's like, Mom, I wanna go with you. I'm like, no, you're too little, you know, whatever. So she's like practicing. So probably in her head, she's like, well, maybe if I get really good at this, my mom will take me with her.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, she was practicing in our room, and my uncle Bob Diaz saw her, and he's like, I wonder how. So he took her under his wing, and he's like, let me see how low she can go. And then eventually she's like, oh, okay. And then she was so committed. She wanted to practice. And then he was like, okay, let's do this. And then she started doing it like the age of 14. So she wasn't like a baby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was 14. We did something at in Florida, Tampa Bay in Florida. And then she just did under the bottle. She did under 8.5 inches because my uncle is like, you'd want to impress me going underneath those things. Go under some bottles and then you'll impress me. She's like, okay. She went and get some bottles some people was using, rinsed them out, put it down. Next thing you know, he's introducing, okay, Shamika Queen. She was Princess Shamika then. And she came out there and she's like, okay. She's like, Mom, I'll shut him up. Watch this. I'm like, oh Lord, don't go killing yourself.
Yeah.
And then she did it. And he was like, huh? And she's like, take that. And from then she was like going on, you know, going places with us and things like that. And then she just became better and better. A news reporter saw her. And then she started doing the news and stuff like that in Buffalo. And then Guinness World Records caught up with her. And that was it. Now she has 3.
Amazing.
She has 3 Guinness World Records now. So
the Guinness World Records called her. You guys did not call them. We were just getting tea for Mama over there, telling us you was going under bottles and stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that was the goal, was to get the record for the lowest limbo and everything. That was number one goal, so I had to smash that.
I was telling them how you get started with Uncle Bob and everything, that when you went for the first time and got the bottles and went under there.
Yes, that was such,
you know, like a challenge.
Yes.
So the Guinness Book called you guys. You didn't call them.
Well, for my
first record,
I contacted them, and second contacted me.
Second and third, okay, Queen.
Yes. Yes.
Can you tell us what did you do to prepare for your first one?
My first record was a full month. Well, I was training for over like 4 years, you know, like back and forth. I was, you know, I liked limbo and everything. I was performing with the band. So I had, you know, some preparation from before that. So practice was like part of my routine already. But when it came down to crunch time, that was about a month to 2 months before I actually set my record. it was very, very, very strenuous. It was a lot of exercises. Like my uncle, Bob Diaz, my limbo trainer, he came up with all these different exercises for me to do just from watching my body and how I learn and how I operate. And yeah, it was very excruciating. And then it was during the summertime too, because I set the record in September. So during the summertime, we have shows. So in the morning, I'm getting up, I have a morning session, and then we have a gig, you know, in the afternoon. And then I have my night session when I get back home after our shows. So yeah, it was a lot. It was definitely a lot of, but I got massages and I got to see my chiropractor a lot. And you know, there was the upsides, you know, like in those ways, but it was, yeah, a lot of hard work.
I've seen people jump over cars. I've never seen nobody go underneath the car. I'm looking at that picture. That is amazing. First of all, Mom, was you scared for her to do that? And what was you thinking?
No, because I know she likes challenges and stuff. So I was like, do it. Whatever, you know, whatever it is. I'm always there. Just, okay, let's do it. See what happens. You know, like, wing it. You know, that's pretty much how I am. And she has a lot of my ways. So we pretty much know what each other's thinking and what we, you know.
Yep.
But seeing her doing different things, like, you know, she has a couple more up her sleeve that I'm kind of, you know, thinking about. I'll let her try it out and see.
How much you charge for an oil change?
Right. See,
that I have to add to my list of rates.
Okay.
Because, you know, I've been getting a lot of inquiries about that service.
For real?
So it's looking like I'm going to have to add that, so you know. But I want to do like a little fun video with that, because on mostly every single one of the videos, whatever blog shares the video, whatever channel is on Instagram page, there's always at least one comment about an oil change. So it's only right that I do some type of fun video, you know, with my little jumpsuit on, had the oil on my face. You know, looking like I'm doing something.
For real. We ain't got to jack the car up or nothing. You just go right underneath there.
Nope, right up right in there.
That's crazy.
Fast and easy service.
How do you just walk outside one day? Because let me tell you something. I'm a clown, right?
Uh-huh.
So I saw your pictures and your video. I got an SUV. I was like, you know, it ain't no cars. SUV. Let me see what.
Oh, no.
I fell at the bumper.
What? I
fell at the bumper. At the bumper. I was in the driveway. Like,
oh, my gosh. Oh my goodness.
What made you get up under there with no problem?
Well, it was definitely not something that I woke up and thought about. A media company came to Buffalo. They were doing a story on me, on my record, my accomplishments, and things like that. And they asked me, have I ever thought about limboing under a vehicle? And I was like, not exactly. Not exactly, but I'm willing to try. I'm willing to attempt it. So this is probably like a week before they came to actually do the interview. And yeah, they came. The first time I did it was the actual video that went viral. I didn't even practice it. I didn't even know if I would have been able to move under the vehicle. And it was hot because we just drove from Buffalo to Niagara Falls. So that's about a half hour drive. The parking lot itself didn't have any cars parked there prior to us parking there. So the ground itself was hot. So it was very interesting.
Oh my God. I didn't realize you guys drove the car and limboed up under it.
Yes. But I love a challenge. I love the challenge. So when they brought that up, I'm like, I have to see. I have to. It's only right that I see what I'm able to do.
So is there something in your body that, like, are you double jointed or what are you?
Yeah, I believe I'm double jointed. I haven't been, you know, I haven't gotten the stamp of, you know, official, yes, you are double jointed, but I could tell by certain abilities that I have that are very different than your average human being, that I am double jointed. Yes. And I'm very flexible. I'm naturally flexible. And then, you know, from young, from like, 11, 12, I always liked dancing, always like doing little splits and stretching and stuff. So, you know, I took like a little acro class and I was a little bit too advanced for the acro class. So then limbo came in and took all my interest and I've been doing my thing with that ever since. But,
amazing. I was actually introduced to you on the Disney Channel.
Really?
My daughter was watching this show and they called you to come down these stairs and she's limboing past everybody carrying some. And then I saw you, but I didn't really stop until they got to the coffee table. And she said, but she did it so cute. She was like, hold on. And I stood at the TV like this.
I'm amazed.
That in itself was such a nice experience because you get to see the different sets, you get to see like how things are done, you know, as far as like positioning and how many times we had to do it, the angles. It was I learned so much and experienced so much with that one day of taping with Disney. It was very
day? So that means you didn't have a lot of rehearsal time or anything.
No, we did it the same day. I had to learn the script and everything the same day.
But you setting the bar too high. I don't want them to think actresses know how to
do it. It wasn't too complicated, but I was able to, you know, I was able to pull it off and do my thing. So
hey mom, knowing that you have this daughter with all this talent, how did you keep the wrong people away from her to exploit her talent? Because I'm telling you, the people I know would be like, man, she could.
We're not even going to say what she could. No.
Right. Yeah. So.
Oh, my gosh. Now, well, she always, you know, anytime, say, we used to do a lot of NBA halftime shows. Okay. So, you know, the basketball players will send, you know, their little friends or whatever to get her number. And then she'll give them my number.
Mm.
So we'll be back at the hotel chilling and they'll be, Shamika, you want to come down to the lobby? And like, this is her mother. Oh, I'm so sorry. So
Mom.
Sorry. No, none of that.
No, I think it was me just being always supported and surrounded by family.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not like they, you know, just trained me and just like let me go. I was always performing and with my family. So I think they did a good job as far as, you know, making sure I'm humble, making sure that I'm respectful, you know, that regardless of, you know, how many people I meet, how many places I go, how many, you know, countries I've been to and shows that I've been on, just always remain humble and, you know, just be very appreciative of, you know, my blessings and my opportunities and things like that. So I guess I just never, you know, put myself in those situations and those positions to be exploited.
And the reason why I say that is it's so good because we see so many kids with so extraordinary talent, but they never get a chance to showcase it. So that's why I say salute to both of you guys for being able to do it, because the wrong person to get to you and you be like, man, why is she doing that? You know, she could be doing
right when she could be doing this.
Right.
Yes.
What do you think is the best opportunity or the best thing that's come out of your gift?
Oh my gosh. I want to say the best part of this overall is me having to connect with people, meet people, and introduce them to my culture. Like that right there is like so important to me. And just the fact that I've had these different opportunities to be able to do just that, I feel like is an amazing feeling to be able to accomplish that. But as far as like shows and things, Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, she loves Ellen.
My, like when I started to limbo, like when I'm in the basement and my legs are ready to fall off and I'm exhausted and I don't know what I'm going to be able, how I'm going to function the next day because my body is like noodles. And, you know, I'm thinking like, I have to make it to Ellen. I have to make it to Ellen. The goal is Ellen. I think Ellen was in there even before Guinness was in there. Like, that's just to tell you, like, that's how much I wanted to go on Ellen. Like, once I make it on Ellen, I'm good. So that right there was one of, like, my biggest, you know, accomplishments as far as, like, setting a goal. I have to make it on here from, like, day zero and then actually be able to do that. That was amazing. The fact that I planned on doing a record, whether it was my first, second, or third, my record in Trinidad and Tobago. It's so many different things that I'm grateful for, you know, just like the support of my family, the support of my fans, like all around the world, literally. It's like so overwhelming, and I love my life.
You saw that movie The Matrix, right?
Yes.
So like, you really, like, I thought that was all camera tricks, but you really do all that stuff.
Yeah, yep, and in motion. And in motion. If you notice, when they move, they're, like, staying in one spot, and they do all of this stuff. And but me, on the other hand, after I do this and all of that, I'm also moving at the same time. So I'm on some Catwoman stuff. Catwoman slash Matrix slash Elastic Woman, whatever that lady from Incredibles name is. Yeah.
Well, I am so thrilled. I'm sorry, Courtney. My daughter looks up to you. So thank you so much, because I need you in our lives. You know what I'm saying? It's like you instead of Cardi B. I'm so thankful.
I understand.
Do you ever think about your little fans, like when you're offered things or when you go to do stuff, are you like, I can't really do that because the kids?
Always. Always. I literally always take my young fans into consideration, because I know, even just judging from like my little cousins, judging from my live performances and the reaction from kids, you know, friends of the family that I spoke to, like, oh yeah, my daughter watches you on YouTube all the time. I can't get her off of YouTube. She's always on your page. She knows every video. She knows every performance that you have ever done. She talks about this. She talks about that. So for me, that's why I've never been like a video vixen, you know, or anything like that. Because, you know, not that I don't want to, you know, have fun and, you know, show the art of limbo and all of that. I just feel like it would be highlighting me and that talent in a different light that I don't really want to cross too much. But then again, limbo in itself is, you know, for kids and adults. So I don't want it to be, okay, this is just a kid thing.
Right.
You know, I don't want it to be, oh, well, this is an adult thing either. I just want it to be limbo.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 28. 28,
okay, wow.
She got a few years left.
Hey. I was
like that.
I was told that my limbo career, quote unquote, was going to be slowing down and kind of coming to the end by the time I'm like 23, 25.
Right.
I'm way past that.
Okay. And then, you know, and then the fact of, like, you're doing something different and introducing it to the world as, you know, something that people take as a, you know, a sport or something to do on the beach or something like that. So now, as you're the one showing them, listen, this is not just for play. This is, you know, part of an art. This is real stuff. And then, you know, and for like the little kids, when you did that little kids, the show for the little ones, you know, you got to let them know that even if it's, if you're doing something different, you know, nothing's wrong with that, you know, and with somebody behind them, a mom or, you know, some family member or wherever, somebody that will be able to push them in that direction that they like to go. Because when you started doing limbo, well, I did the limbo one thing before, and then, you know, you followed suit or whatnot, but it's something different. And then people was like, what is that? How are you managed to bend that way? Like, even the National Geographic people from Canada, when they send people, especially to our house, to figure out how you bend that way.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to know. I didn't
know. They even made you into a little cartoon.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, with a little two-piece. I was like, oh, I'm cute. I'm cute as a cartoon. But that was very interesting for me because I really, I obviously I could do it, but I don't know how to explain like how I'm physically able to limbo that low and not be in pain. Mm. You know, like the practicing part, like that's the pain part. But when I'm on stage and I'm performing and I'm, you know, doing my thing, I don't feel anything. It's not like I'm struggling, you know, while I'm performing or, you know, I'm falling off balance or anything like that. Like the only thing that I can say that really happened while we were performing that was a bit like, was when we were doing an NBA halftime show for the playoffs. And our agent stressed the time. It has to be 5 minutes. It cannot be a second over. It has to be 5 minutes. And as I'm trying to rush, I accidentally knocked over the bar. And I'm blindfolded and I'm balancing trays of drinks in the middle of the court. Spotlights on me.
Aww.
And everyone's looking like, what's about to happen? So eventually my mom, she fixed the bar and I just continued and I just did it. But it was like, so I'm not used to things going wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not used to,
she
you
was
know,
really ticked off.
I was livid.
But
about
you ended up on ESPN Sports for that though.
For a whole week.
So it's okay.
Mm.
It's okay.
I didn't make it on ESPN for nothing else. Well, a couple of times, but not like that. Not for a whole week. A whole week? Playing the same video over and over. Like, what is she balancing? Jello? I'm like, Jello? Jello moves like that? Okay. All right. Okay, Jello.
I just want to know, would you ever consider like joining like the WWE or AEW wrestling? Would you ever be consider yourself like a diva?
Not really. I don't really like the violence.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Too much, you know. I'm more of a, you know, I'm more of a lover.
I'm gonna tell you a secret. I'm gonna tell you a secret. All right, don't tell nobody. But it's not okay. Real. It's not real. It's not real violence.
Yeah. I played for that a time. So we're part. As I said, in the Caribbean band, we played for the backstage for one of those, and we were very disappointed.
Yeah, now I imagine being out of town, that wrestling is probably different. Yeah, it probably is violence. Yeah.
It's not real, but their bodies do take a beating.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Well,
Shamika used to do taekwondo, but then when she started doing the limbo thing, I was like, I don't think you should do that anymore, that sparring and stuff, you know, because you have to protect, I had to protect her ankles, you know, because once she messes that up, then she can't limbo anymore. So
was no sports in school.
No.
There was no skiing when we went to resorts to perform and stuff like that. No roller skating, anything that involved anything that I can possibly, no high heels, nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the fact that you did.
I'm sorry.
My daughter does taekwondo. And the first time, you know how they put the bar out to do the high jump?
Mm-hmm.
When she was 3, the first thing she did was go to the bar and go up under it, and the teacher was like, no, and I was like, I'm sorry, we black. She
what?
Was like, over the bar, but you know about limboing.
What?
And so when she first started class, we had to tell her, no, don't go under, you got to go over, because she wanted to limbo the bar. So I think that is so amazing. I can't
wait
to you do taekwondo too.
That's nice.
That's cute. That's cute. That's so really remember, Shamika, a lot of people, a few people send pictures and videos of their kids trying to limbo under the bed and under tables and chairs. They're like, Shamika, you know, and they're
Yeah, I find that's very cute. Like my little, you know, that's my little team limbo.
That's your limbo kids. That's your
limbo kids.
You're about to start. Yep.
Limbo kids.
So where can the kids reach out to you?
Like, on my social medias, I'm actually right now working on my athletic line. Well, Queen Shamika's Limbo Fit is basically a combination of clothing, so like workout gear and things like that. I also want to do like a limbo kit, so you know the kids could go on there and get their little, you know, limbo bars and all of that, their little costumes to limbo in, and you know, I have special stretching classes and workout classes as well. So
how do we find those?
That'll be offered to, you know, both kids and adults.
And that find on your website, right? Which we will post up.
Yes. Okay. We're still working on, you know, putting all the details on there. But, you know, at least you'll have somewhere that you can, you know, contact me and, you know, stay in touch and all that good stuff.
I'm excited for the limbo kit.
Yeah.
You already got one sold.
Yes, I'm excited about that too.
Yeah, that's still in the making, but it's coming soon.
Yes, it's coming to come. Oh. It's coming to come. And then, of course, because this year we do not have any carnival. We don't have any carnival in Trinidad and Tobago. So that means I have to try to find some way to keep the culture alive. So I'm going to try to do a carnival limbo challenge to where the adults, once again, we'll have a brand, we're not sure which brand, but we'll have a brand sponsor, whether it's, you know, Smirnoff or Guinness or, you know, one of those, and then have the adults try to, you know, incorporate the brand in, you know, the best way possible. And then for the kids, you know, we'll have different ways to win where they could either do, you know, decorate their bars and, you know, best costume, best dance before they go under the, you know, the limbo bar, just to keep them active and have them, you know, staying involved with the culture. So that's plans for early 2021.
I like the way you think. Very smart.
Yeah.
What the timing is?
And working on Guinness World Record number 4.
Can you give us a sneak peek of what number 4 is going to be?
I haven't decided yet. Because there's 2 that I want to do. So one is a secret. Kind of a secret, kind of not. But the other one is basically just breaking my own record. So for limboing under 3 vehicles instead of 2.
But this time I'm not going to drive them first.
They want me to do that in Trinidad once again.
No driving first. No driving first.
No. We'll let them rest. We'll let them rest and cool down. Yes.
I am so excited. Courtney, do you have anything else for her?
Man, I'm just really happy to see this. Like I said it earlier, I'm just really happy to see someone who recognized that she has this talent and that you recognize you had the talent, and you just breaking Guinness World Records. Like, we don't really see that a lot, you know. So that's just dope, real dope.
Thank you.
Representation matters.
Sure. Yes, yeah.
And I want to thank you as a parent for my daughter to be able to look at you and see her likeness in you.
Right.
Aww.
Thank you. It's really my pleasure. It really, really, really is. I love what I do, and I'm going to do it for as long as possible. As long as I'm going to limbo until I can't limbo no more. Literally. Because I was told that I wasn't going to be able to limbo even now. So
tell them black don't happy. Care.
That's right.
I love it. We'd love to have you come back on again.
Yes, I love to be back. I'm sure that, yep. You know.
And next time when you're on, you gotta do a little limbo demonstration and stuff. Let them see.
Not a problem.
You know that. You just can just do it. Just jump on.
Not a problem at all.
I mean, we got five minutes.
Oh, don't make her limbo. We got videos.
I don't know.
That's too much preparation.
I don't know what you got.
That's too much preparation. I have jeans on. I can't even do much of these jeans.
But wait a minute. Okay, shoot, just showed out. That was hard. This is the average woman, okay? It ain't going nowhere than this.
And I'm over here.
She just put it up just like that. Like, no problems.
And I'm half leaning over. I can't even get my leg up.
That is amazing.
Show off.
The jeans on.
That is amazing.
So what? When you get the
come on, partner, let me see your foot.
When you get the info kit, let me know, okay? Because I will repost anything you got. I ain't gonna put on the workout gear because I'm 45.
Oh, stop it!
I'm gonna have a little something for everybody.
I'll buy it.
Put the patterns on me.
Okay.
It will be something, you know, it will be a little, literally something for everyone. The kids, the adults, if you want to be subtle, if you want to be covered, if you want to be a little revealed, I'm literally going to cater to everyone. So, because I know everyone has to stay in shape, everyone has to work out and, you know, stay fabulous.
Do you?
So I got you.
Let me ask you a question, one question though. Do you remember Marlon Wayans? He used to be in those commercials. And remember when Marlon Wayans used to like be able to take his whole body and like go into like a small like glass hole. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've seen a few of the shows in the day.
Oh, okay. You could do all that stuff.
I actually never tried that.
Oh, okay.
I've never tried fitting into a cube before.
You did what?
But I should. A cube, like a box. Like I've never tried that part before.
But you met Marlon before though.
Yes, I did. He did a comedy show in Buffalo.
And she was the only one he led backstage to take a picture with. Because she saw you somewhere.
Yep. So that was fun. So we went backstage and took pictures. And he asked about, of course, my crazy life of being a limbo dancer. Nice. And all the fun, unique things that I've done. And I was happy to share that with him. So that was cool. That was a nice experience. And then another thing I wanted to share was, remember when we were walking down Hollywood Boulevard, Mom? And we walked into Ripley's Believe It or Not. Slash.
Oh, yes. That was nice.
On Hollywood Boulevard. Walk into the museum. And who do we see on the screen?
It was
yours truly. On so I did something for Ripley's Believe It or Not, like maybe like a year or so before that.
She's in the book, by the way.
Mm. Yeah, so I'm in Ripley's Believe It or Not too. So I did the video, and you know, I knew that they had the video, but they didn't really like email me and let me know, okay, well, we'll be using these and this your video in all the museums that we have. So I'm just walking. It was a beautiful surprise, though. It was a wonderful surprise. I'm like,
they were like, wait.
Nice. You without knowing.
Nice.
Oh gosh,
Mom, yes. I know you're proud. Cause I'm.
Oh
proud.
Yeah.
Yes, you should be. You should be very proud.
Yep. That a lot of hard work went into that, you know. And sometimes she wants to go places and do things with her friends, and I'm like, you know what? That time is gonna come. Just focus on what you gotta do. Get a couple Guinness World Records under your belt. Then you can go and, you know, splurge if you want to for a little bit. But I always keep, you know, what you have on. Is that high heels? Are you serious?
Got to protect them ankles.
I was so restricted, but I wouldn't change anything. I literally lived out my dreams. You know, I got to perform in Hong Kong. I was doing like 4 to 5 shows a day for like 2 months. That in itself, I was like the lead performer too. They featured Limbo. So I experienced, you know, quite a few things in my limbo career. Very, very, very so grateful for. And I want to do more. Of course, COVID kind of restricted it a little bit, you know, but, you know, I'm hoping that I'm able to, you know, when I make it back to the States and, you know, even with me being here to do things remotely. You know, more things like how I'm chatting it up with you guys.
Yeah. You know, we really appreciate the opportunity, you know?
Yes.
We appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah.
For the young kids out there who want to break a record, whether it be someone else's or their own, what advice would you give them?
Oh my God, stick with it. Stick with it because it's going to be so many days that you are going to want to give up. There are so many days that I wanted to give up. I was like, I'm never going to get this. I'm never going to get this, because regardless of how much I tried and everything, it just was not happening until I just stuck with it. You know, my uncle and my family, just everyone was just like supporting me so much and just really encouraged me to just really stick with it. So yeah, regardless of how many, you know, bumps come along the way, just stay persistent and make sure that you accomplish your goal. Never give up. I don't want to sound cliche, but
I like it. I like it.
Or else.
Mom. How much time I got to them oxtails is done.
Man, it's almost. I was showing them my oxtails, Shannon.
Oh my gosh, for your catering tomorrow.
That's a whole hour. It's been all up in here now. It's a whole hour.
How much time I got? Oh, they look good.
Oh yeah.
They look. Oh. Good. Look, we gotta go. The show is over because I'm on my way over Mama House.
Yes,
I got my money in my purse. I'm gonna go to ATM because I'm a little.
yep.
And I'm on my way, Mama.
Oh my gosh, I'll be right here waiting to feed you. I love feeding people.
Ready?
Thank you.
Extra oxtails.
Cheers, we're podcast. Thank you for tuning in. But God bless you. Good night. I'm going to eat.
Yes. Good night.
Hey, if you're listening to Cherry's World Podcast on Apple Podcast and iTunes, please give us a 5-star. Let us know what you think. Leave us a review. I want to hear from you. Thank you.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.